Hello, I'm Beth Goodliff. I'm Senior Communications Manager and lead the communications team at the National Centre for Excellence in the Teaching of Mathematics, or NCETM. I'm a former secondary teacher and senior leader.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Fisher. I'm a communications manager at the NCETM. And before that, I was a teacher specialising in early years and a primary maths lead.
And I'm Julia Thompson. I'm also a communications manager at the NCETM, and I'm a former Key Stage 2 teacher, senior leader and primary maths lead.
We're your hosts for the NCETM Maths Podcast. Through the national network of maths hubs, the NCETM provides professional development for teachers of maths from reception to post 16. The CPD is completely free to state-funded schools and colleges in England.
We aim to bring you fascinating conversations.
I am constantly picking up new things that I can use in my class, a different approach to mastery.
It's a long journey though. It isn't something that is just going to fix maths results and maths teaching in your school overnight.
The latest interesting research.
One in three adults has maths anxiety serious enough to interfere with them doing maths.
And useful practical ideas from maths teachers and other expert guests.
This is a really useful tool for when we're working with that five and a bit structure.
Whether it's getting classroom tips from current teachers.
And it's when you start contextualising mathematics and realising that it's a set of tools that you can use to help understand the world around you better, that you start bringing in context and things start to get perhaps more challenging as a teacher.
Or talking to experts in their field.
It becomes not fun to do something that's really, really hard for you. So if we can get the right level of maths to the right child, then we can make it fun for them and re-engage their spark and interest, because maths is an amazing subject.
Or having your preconceptions about maths teaching challenged.
The idea that there has to be this movement from concrete to pictorial to abstract, where you try and get quickly to the abstract and then stay there, I don't think is very helpful.
We are sure you will find something you like. As former teachers, we know what we would find interesting and useful, and that's what we try to bring you.
From the big ideas that really make you rethink your teaching practice,
to the little ideas that make a big difference in your classroom,
we want to share the power of maths with everyone who teaches it.
Join us for the NCETM Maths Podcast. Follow us on Instagram @TheMathsPodcast and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen.